Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome, and I hope that you will go back and check out all of our previous podcasts. How many do we have out there, Tina?
Oh, 270-something.
Yeah, so just a few. Just check them out. Lots of great information. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for your loyalty. We love that you have continued on this journey with us.
There was a woman that found us through our podcast just a couple weeks ago, and she contacted us via email, and she was telling me how she started listening and she couldn't stop listening. So I think she listened to all 270 shows.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. I love it. Whoever you are, thank you. That is so great. Thank you so much. And I know that there are many of you out there that have been listening since the beginning and have listened to all of them. And we really appreciate that you have taken the time to listen to the podcast. This is a labor of love for us. And there's no charge for these podcasts. And we just do it because we love doing it. And a lot of great information to get out there. So today was an exciting day for us.
Yes.
Our oldest, we have four kids, and our oldest graduated from college.
Yay! One down, three more to go.
That's right. That's right. So it was an exciting day and a lot of celebration, and we've got a lot more celebration coming up this weekend. And it was
a beautiful ceremony.
It really was. Yeah. It was.
It's at Grand Canyon University. They did a really nice job.
That's right.
It's very organized and beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was wonderful. We had it was a beautiful ceremony all around, and just really enjoyed the day.
Yeah, the guy who spoke was very inspirational.
He was. He was awesome.
Yeah, I was really hoping that Keone was listening.
Yes, yes. We were hoping our son was listening.
They kept flat. It was so sad because this guy is like an amazing motivational speaker. And he's got all the parents are just captivated and listening. And then every time they were flashing the cameras on all the graduates were looking down into their phones. And you could see all the parents are like, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
gotta love the graduates today.
Yeah, it was good though. But no, our son graduated with a bachelor in finance and economics, mm-hmm. and is hopefully looking to join the Navy and become a pilot. So we'll see. We're just happy that he made it through. And
he did it in 4 years.
That he did it in four
Praise
years.
Praise God.
And we're a lot of excitement. So anyways, we thought that we'd talk a little bit about health esteem.
You have to talk about where the term came from.
Well, I heard the term from our pastor.
Yes.
Yeah, it was our pastor who was talking about it, and I can't remember what exactly he was talking about.
It was
about.
When
Do
he was
remember?
Talking about the girls. He did a whole series on girls and boys and just what's happening with raising our girls and raising our boys and making sure that we're raising children that are going to be strong,
right.
passionate, faithful mm-hmm. children, and you know, that want to serve others and be respectful and all these things. And it came out when he was talking about the girls, right? Because there's so many body image things happening today, you know?
Yeah.
And so he brought up the term health esteem, mm-hmm. which we thought was really clever.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Play on words, but it's true, right?
It is.
We've talked about this in the past in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, and basically what he meant by it and what it means is where you get, where part of your self-esteem comes from being healthy,
yeah.
from making healthy choices.
Yeah.
Because it is intentional. I mean, these choices that we make have to be intentional, because if not, it's so easy to fall into the trap of eating, you know, processed food, junk food. I mean, it's out there. We're surrounded by it.
But he was even relating it to not even just about food, but about having healthy thoughts.
Right.
And
even he was talking about exercising,
but like even like from a faith or spiritual standpoint, mm-hmm. like if something, let's say you had a tough day at school, right? And the child comes home and you teach them to have healthy thoughts about that. So like no matter what you're talking about, you're talking about physical, mental, spiritual, you know, just all these things that affect us all day long, having healthy thoughts and trying to act healthfully, right? In all those ways creates a health esteem, creates a self-esteem right. in the body because you're learning good habits.
Exactly. Right? Well, for me, the way I took it was, you know, what you're saying, but I was actually, my mind was much more focused on
diet and exercise.
Diet and exercise mm-hmm. because, I mean, you've heard it over and over and it's, you know, it's in, you've read about it that when you exercise. Let's talk about exercise. Mm-hmm. When you make the effort to go and exercise, you're taking care of yourself and there is a high that comes from that. Okay? It's like a psyche thing because you know that you're doing something good for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you feel good right. throughout that day, the day you work out.
Exactly.
I mean, you feel good
and
about
that's
yourself.
Not even yeah. talking about the endorphins that are pumped out right. when you're exercising, okay? But just from a psychological standpoint, it feels good and it's great for your self-esteem. It's a good thing.
You know, when you decide to eat a salad at lunch instead mm-hmm. of a burger, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. You feel good about that choice.
Exactly.
It makes yourself feel good about yourself, right?
Exactly.
So it's that same and then you carry that high forward, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it's all tied together.
It is. And actually what you said about the spiritual part, I like that because it's true. You know, when you take time to pray, okay, or to meditate, when you can care of yourself on a spiritual level,
it makes you feel good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, when I skip out on that time early in the morning, I wake up usually at 4:30, and I take a good half hour to pray, and you know I have a devotional or I read from the Bible or I'll do something, you know, I'll listen to a sermon mm-hmm. from our church. You know, they archive all the sermons and some of them are just so great that I go back and listen to them, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes 20 minutes, but when I skip out on that, I make myself feel guilty mm-hmm. and I just feel like I didn't start the day off right. Mm-hmm. And so even from a psychological standpoint, that is really important for me to do. And not only that, but it's spiritually, it's so great. Mm-hmm. It's so filling. And so I have to start my day off like that mm-hmm. because if I don't, I will feel it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's all those things that add up throughout the day, you know, starting your day off with God, you know, getting your exercise in, eating healthy throughout the day, you know, mm-hmm. having positive thoughts throughout the day.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
all these things add up to ultimately how you feel at the end of the day, you know, and if you're crawling into bed every night and you're miserable, look at how you're spending your day, you know, and try to make, even if it's small, better choices, you know, make just one better choice the next day to mm-hmm. help yourself start feeling better about yourself, you know? And so, yeah, so that term that he used, you know, health esteem, and he said it, he's like, you know, focus on the health of the person, focus right. on what's good for them, you know? And we talked about this just in the last couple podcasts with technology, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about what the child wants. It's about what's good for them.
Right.
So if you teach them to focus on what's good for them, then they're going to be healthy overall, physically, mentally, spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to naturally build their self-esteem. When you're healthy and you feel good and you feel good about yourself, the natural thing is having confidence, having self-esteem, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, we focus so much on the term self-esteem and making sure our children are strong and, you know, but what does that mean? You know, it's like you got to get down to the day-to-day nitty-gritty of living,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's ultimately how we feel at the end of the day is, what did we do today?
Right.
Right. How did I live my life today?
Exactly. That's so. Exactly right. And you know, another thing that I've been reading a lot in some of my meditations is, you know, like happiness and what is happiness about, you know, and over what I keep, you know, what I keep trying to pound into my head, and I know it, you know, but it's a reminder, and it's great to be reminded of this, but it's to have gratitude, okay, and to be thankful every day, because after all, we're alive. I mean, just the mere fact that we're alive is something for which to be grateful, okay? But you know how easy it is to complain and nothing is right. I mean, I know some people where nothing is ever right.
They blow really little things out of proportion.
Yeah. And other people, you know, to that person, nothing is right. Other people don't do the right, you know, don't do something right. Whatever. It's, you know, they're judgmental. And it's like, you know, they see the glass half empty. And so it's hard for that person to truly be happy. Mm-hmm. Okay, because their life is really just spent in finding fault in other people, mm-hmm. and in criticism and being judgmental and not being grateful. Mm-hmm. Not being grateful. And honestly, being grateful is so crucial to our happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, being grateful. And so there again, it takes effort not to gossip, mm-hmm. not to be judgmental, not to constantly be complaining about stuff, but instead to try not to gossip, mm-hmm. and try not to be judgmental, and try to be grateful for, mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. and that actually changes people.
Yeah. So yeah, and to know that bad things are going to happen,
sure.
throughout the day. I mean, this is, you know, one of the things I've been reading in my Bible study is lately, because this, like, kind of, it seems like there's themes for the month, you know, and it seems like the month of April theme is that, you know what, sometimes, you know, life's just going to be crappy, you know, but do you look at it like and get mad at God, you know, or be mad about the situation, or look at it and go, how does God want me to grow from this? Obviously, there's a lesson in here somewhere, right? And so it's all about how you approach it and look at it. I mean, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, and if you ride the downs as a down every single time, you're only going to be happy half the time, mm-hmm. right? But if you get into a down and you go, okay, God, what's you know, what do you want me to see out of this? I promise you're going to pull out of that down a lot faster, right? If you put your focus on God and not on the down, and try to see what he's trying to create, or what the will he has for you out of that, you'll definitely have much more gratitude for whatever the situation is, and you'll pull yourself out of it faster.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, we just want to say how grateful we are for you. And thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And we look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.